And welcome to the Standing Yoga for the MBSR program with Rosanna. I'm happy you're here with me. So to begin the standing yoga practice, so remembering that we are practicing a moment-to-moment awareness. And we are doing it regularly, if possible, so we can build and strengthen our body-mind connection. Those are gentle poses, and you can follow my voice as long as you wish, but there is no need to go beyond your boundaries. It's important that with the awareness, moment to moment awareness, you are able to see and respect the boundaries of your own body. And as you follow along with the movements, you perceive that your body will be showing you some edges, some points where the body shows that it might be the limit. So in a way, respecting and listening to that, and also knowing that edges are present in this present moment, and we can stay with that edge without forcing or without escaping from the edges of the body movements. So, in a nutshell, use your wisdom and awareness to override any of my instructions. While moving in and out of the poses, it is important to notice sensations in the body, to connect with those sensations, and to notice that they might come and stay and lingering there for a little while, and then they will subside, or sensations will be more present in another area of the body. So bringing awareness to sensations in the body, moment to moment. As in any other MBSR practice, the best result is achieved by not trying to achieve any results at all, by staying with the moment-to-moment awareness. As we move the body, becoming aware that the habitual tendency to expect things to be different than they are, and inviting curiosity into the practice. So where are the feelings and sensations present in this moment, in this pose, in this movement? Becoming curious moment by moment. Remembering that if a posture is too difficult in this moment, you can come to a posture that is more accessible, and imagining your body performing the pose or the movements that we are being invited to do. Remembering to breathe diaphragmatically if possible, and continue with that intention to bring awareness and curiosity to this moment, to this practice. So let's start with the mountain pose. So he's standing with both feet together. You can bring the toes to touch each other, or you can keep them slightly separate. And noticing this sensation of becoming still. Still as a mountain. And noticing sensations on the sole of the feet, the heels, and bringing awareness to the entire legs, to the pelvic areas, the hip area, coming up and attending to the shoulders right now, and noticing if the shoulders are away from the ears and directly on the hip direction. And noticing the neck and head, noticing sensations, and letting the hands comfortably turn to the front. Perhaps imagining now that there is a string pulling you from the head, the crown of the head, and noticing sensations in the entire body. And now slowly lifting both arms. And if you feel comfortable with that, you can interlace the thumbs. And with the hands above your head, facing the front of the body, stretch. Perhaps imagining that the fingers can be intentionally touching the ceiling. And of course, with this imagination, the stretch will begin to be even more long. So elongating the body right now in this pose. And then slowly, on the next out breath, letting the arms come down, noticing sensations that are present with this slow movement of bringing the arms down, and noticing sensations in the body as the arms are now on the side of the body. And now with the next in-breath, bringing both arms up and stopping at the shoulder height. So both arms are going to be on the same level of the shoulders. The hands are facing the walls. And the invitation here is to lock the thumbs and stretching both arms to the side. So feeling the stretch through the elbows, the rib cage, feeling the stretch on this entire upper body. And again, pushing both hands as if they were able to touch the wall on the right side and left side of the space where we are right now. And noticing the stretch, sensing what's here to be sensed. And with the next out breath, slowly letting both arms come back to the side of the body. And if you feel like now closing the eyes, bringing the attention to the center of the belly and feeling the breath. And when we are ready, opening the eyes. And we are now going to the one arm stretch. So with the next in-breath, stretching the right arm above the head as if we were picking the grape. If you feel like you can experience lifting the left heel and really stretching the right arm and trying to catch that grape that's just out of reach. Stretching, reaching, breathing diaphragmatically and slowly with the next out breath. Bringing the right arm down. And again, if you feel like you can close the eyes and sense sensations on the right arm, the left arm, the right shoulder, the left shoulder. And opening the eyes, and now we are going to do the same thing with the left arm. So we slowly raising the left arm, stretching above the head, and picking up that grape that's just out of reach. Again, inviting the right heel to come out of the floor. And as we lift the right heel, noticing that the stretch is longer, trying to pick up that grape that's just again out of reach, stretching, reaching, breathing, noticing sensations, and with the next out breath, letting the left arm come slowly down. And continue to notice sensations in the body in this moment. And then with the next in-breath, let's bring both feet slightly apart and noticing both hands on the side of the body. And now again, on the next in-breath, bringing both arms up in the inside of the upper part of the arms are touching the ears. Lock both thumbs. We are now moving both arms together to the right side. So the head is between the arms, the right arm is parallel to the floor, if possible, and the left arm is also in direction of the floor. So we can notice a left side stretch, breathing in here. Breathing out, noticing the left side stretch. And with the next exhale, slowly bringing both arms up again. And keeping the arms up, taking an in-breath and out-breath and noticing sensations in the body. And now we are going to turn to the left side. So the left arm is parallel to the floor, the right arm also, and the head is between both arms. So we sense the stretch on the right side of the body, bringing awareness to the sensation that's present right now on the right side of the body. Noticing if we are engaging too much the knees and maybe softening a little bit the weight of the body or on both feet. And breathing in and out and noticing sensations, noticing your edge, staying at your edge. And not forcing anything, noticing. And then with the next out breath, bringing both arms up again. And slowly letting the arms come down, sensing the air touching the skin if possible, and letting both arms come to the side of the body. And if that's comfortable to you, closing the eyes and connecting with all sensations that are present right now. Tuning in into the sensations in this moment, right here, right now. And now we are doing the shoulder rolls. So with the in-breath, inviting both shoulders to lift and be very close to the ears. And then with the out-breath, roll the shoulders around, forward. And then letting them go down. And now bringing them backwards with the next in-breath. And squeeze them together in the back. And bring them again close to the ears. So with the in-breath, we lift the shoulders in a rotation way, and on the left, the out-breath, we roll the shoulders down, away from the ears. I'm doing it 3 or 4 times. You can guide yourself. And then stopping when the shoulders are away from the ears. And feeling sensations that are present. And begin with the rotation to the opposite direction. So again, lifting both shoulders, getting the shoulders close to the ears. And now beginning
to roll the shoulders around backwards. And when the shoulders get all the way down, with the in-breath, we roll the shoulders around forwards towards the ears. And with the out-breath, rolling the shoulders away from the ears, squeezing the shoulders together in the back. And again, guiding yourself for the next 2 or 3 rotations. And the next time the shoulders get down, you can stop, and if you feel comfortable, again closing the eyes and feeling the effect of this rotation. Noticing sensations on the neck, the shoulder region. What is present right now? Noticing perhaps temperature, the tingling, the throbbing. And staying with the sensations of the shoulder area in this moment. And next, we will roll the neck. So, rolling the neck to the left, and then to the right, then back to center, then dropping the chin to the chest. And again, rolling the neck to the left, and then to the right, and then back to center, and drop the chin to the chest, and roll to the left, center, right, and drop the chin to the chest. And slowly now stopping at the center and rolling the neck on the opposite direction. Rolling the neck to the right, then to the left, then back to center and drop the chin to the chest. And rolling to the right and left and back to center and dropping the chin to the chest. And one more time at your own pace. Stopping and noticing sensations on the neck, perhaps the shoulders. Noticing. And now bringing the eyes to guide this next neck roll. So looking in front and turning the eyes to the ceiling, and now allowing the eyes to make this big circle around the room. So beginning with the left side. So the eyes are now going down to the floor and going up through the right side and all the way looking at the ceiling and coming down on the right side and looking at the floor and then the right side and the ceiling again. And now we stop a little bit with the eyes looking at the ceiling, and we go in the opposite direction. The eyes are now looking at the right and the floor and the left and the ceiling. You can guide yourself in two or three more rotations. And then bringing the neck to center and allowing the eyes to close if you feel comfortable, and tuning into the sensations that are present in this moment. And now let's work with some balance and strengthening the sides pose. Let's begin by noticing the weight of the body in both legs and feet, and then inviting the weight to shift to the left side, intentionally noticing the weight lifting to the left leg and foot, and noticing the right leg becoming more light. And as we do that, raising the arms up and raising the right leg to the side, trying to keep balance. The left foot is holding the weight of the body, and if you need, it's okay to get close to the wall or put the hands on a chair. And if possible, just keeping this balance pose. It might help if we keep the eyes focused on one spot and breathing deep into the belly. And sensing the balance and noticing sensations in the body. And slowly allowing the right leg to come down and both arms to come to the side of the body. Tuning in into sensations, breathing in into the belly, and out. And now we are going to shift the weight to the right leg, and noticing the right leg and foot holding the weight of the body. And as we do that, raising the arms and raising the left leg to the side, trying to keep the balance. And again, focusing both eyes on one spot might help to maintain the balance. And sensing this body, breathing deep into the belly. And slowly letting the left leg and both arms come down. And if you feel like, closing the eyes and tuning into sensations that are present in the body right now. And now, bringing both feet shoulder width apart and placing the hands on the hips. And take a deep in breath and a slow out breath, just tuning into the sensations of the body right now. And we are going to turn the body from the waistline up. So feet and hips are forward. So taking an in breath, with the out breath, looking over to the right shoulder and turning the torso to the right and noticing that hips are forward, foot, right foot, left foot are also forward. And staying here and remember to breathe diaphragmatically, noticing if you are at your edge, caring for this body, not forcing anything, and yet noticing the edge and the possibility to stay with the body at the edge right now. And then when you're ready, with the next out breath, bringing the head to front and the arms to front. And again, taking a deep in breath and letting the out breath be slow, noticing sensations in the body. Another in breath, and with the out breath, looking over the left shoulder, keeping hips forward. And looking and experiencing and sensing what's here to be sensed. And staying and noticing sensations. Breathing through the belly. And with the next out breath, bringing the arms and the face forward. And again, breathing in and out and noticing sensations of this breath. And now with the next out breath, we are turning the whole body to the right, from the ankles all the way to the head. Turning and noticing sensations that are present. Breathing through the belly. And maybe using the breath to be your thermometer. If the breath is too difficult, it might be that I am passing through my edge. So connecting with the breath and the body and staying here. And then with the next out breath, coming back to front. if that's comfortable to you, just closing the eyes and sensing temperature, tingling, throbbing, pulsing. And taking a deep in breath, and with a slow out breath, opening the eyes. And turning the whole body to the left. From the ankles all the way to the head. And turning to the left. And breathing through the belly. And noticing sensations. And stay here for a little longer. And then with the out breath, coming back to center. And again, if you feel like closing the eyes and connecting with sensations in the body. The knees is slightly bent, inviting both hands slowly to come towards the toes. So bending forward, inviting the hands to touch the toes, if possible, or whatever in the legs the hands feel comfortable. And breathing in, and with the exhalation, allowing the head to hang towards the floor. Stretching the back, surrendering to the gravitational force. Breathing slowly. Diaphragmatically. And again. Surrendering to the gravitational force. And now slowly stretch one arm up. So one arm is touching the toes or somewhere in your legs, and the right arm is stretched. Parallel to the floor. And slowly now inviting also the left arm to come parallel to the floor. As we invite the knees to bend even more. Imagining a chair where we'll be sitting. So stretching both arms ahead of you and coming down as if that imaginary chair was right here for us to sit on it. So the back is as erect as possible and staying here at your limit. Breathing in and out through the diaphragm and noticing that this possible shaking or sensation of heat, and then releasing the posture and stretching the legs, letting the arms come to the side of the body. And shaking the arms and noticing sensations let's now do the tree. So inviting the weight of the body to go to the left leg and foot. And inviting the right foot to come towards the left thigh. And drawing the right foot up and putting on the left thigh. Or whatever balancing will allow you, preventing from putting weight on the knees. So if the right foot is on the knee of the left leg, be careful not to put any weight on the left knee. And now inviting both arms to come up and clasping the fingers together and pushing and pressing the upper arms towards the ears. Also in this position, am I help to keep the eye focused on one spot. This is a balanced position. And noticing the intention to breathe diaphragmatically, allowing the left leg and left foot to be present and holding the weight of the body. And when you're ready, letting the right foot coming down and both hands down. And experiencing sensations, noticing. And when you're ready, inviting the weight of the body to go to the right leg and foot. And taking the left foot and drawing it up and up and putting it on the right leg. If you can put on the right thigh, it's okay. If you can't, just putting it wherever place of the right leg it's possible right now. Inviting both arms to come up. Interlacing the fingers together. And pushing and pressing the arms again towards the ears. And focusing on one point. And staying in here. In this balanced pose. And whenever you're ready, just letting the left leg and the arms come down to the right and left sides of the body. And slowly coming to a sitting position. And bringing now both feet together. So the sole of the right foot is touching the sole of the left foot as we are seated. The right and left hand are holding both feet. And now when you're ready, stretching the left leg and letting the right foot touch the left thigh. bringing both arms up, hands together, and now both hands are going in the direction of the left foot. If possible, touching the left foot, if not, touching somewhere on the left leg. And breathing here and staying here. And with the next in-breath, bringing the body up, letting the hands stay on the side of the body, and changing legs, stretching the right leg and bringing the left foot to the right thigh, lifting both arms, hands together, and bringing both hands to the right foot or somewhere on the right leg. And breathing here and noticing sensations. And slowly coming back. And at your own pace, now lying down. Arms on the side of the body. Lying on your back. Facing the ceiling and letting the body experience this sensation of being here, experiencing the gravity that's keeping the body touching the yoga mat or the blanket right now. Noticing sensations of the breath. And if you choose to, before we close this practice, inviting a sense of gratitude. Gratitude to yourself for being here, for showing up, for that who you are. May you be well.